Real quick, how does one create multiplication formulas in Excel 2007?
You mean how to multiply two numbers?
Two cells.
You would put the data into two cells, you would go to another cell and type equals A1 star A2, or whatever those two cells are.
I just installed JAWS 13 yesterday with the help of my volunteer. We noodled around with the OCR feature for PDF, it's brand new. My understanding is it's a read-only function. It doesn't put text into Word. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay, the reason I ask is because for as long as I've had my computer, when you do Control P to print, you get the dialog box, there's a combo box, lists all your printers. One of my phantom printers was something called Microsoft Document Imager, which I'm guessing is Microsoft's competition to Adobe. That was always very useful because that did OCR and dumped it into Word. All of a sudden, I haven't got it anymore. I think Microsoft must have updated something. Now what I have is Microsoft XPS Document Writer. No clue what it does. It does write files with extension XPS, but I can't open them anymore. Does anybody know what happened to my document imager or what this new thing is? Well, because Amy asked me at the last meeting if I had purchased scanner software, and I have not. I'm using the Microsoft scanner software that came with XP, and it's always worked great. As of today, I don't have a way to do OCR on a PDF document and get it into Word. It seems to have gone away for me.
What Microsoft scanner software?
Somewhere, if you go to Start menu under Microsoft Tools, there's something scanning faxes.
Yeah, it actually comes installed with Office.
Yeah.
So I'm still using 2003. I was told that it had gone away in 2007. So now later versions, you might not see it at all.
Have you installed the format compatibility pack to VDOCX files?
Yeah, I can open a DOCX and throw it back into DOC.
It's possible that may have done it because it may not have been able to handle those files.
Yeah.
I have downloaded some apps that are not accessible at all. So it's not just that you could make them accessible a little bit, but they just don't read. For instance, the Wall Street Journal, my church association's a new app that just isn't readable. Does anybody know?
There's a link to Apple's accessibility guidelines, and that there's a shortcut which I set up, which is bit.ly/IA11y.
Wait.
You can usually find the if you search for the app in you should be able to get a link to the developer. Right.
One thing you could do, Maria, is that if you get the email address, search in the App Store and get that link and get a support email address, you could actually record an audio file of you trying to use the app. A lot of times that clues them in, you know?
Yeah.
And also, you could point them to the developer, the Apple developer guidelines for iOS, which are pretty...
I mean, I have actually...
And just say follow these, because they do a pretty good job explaining that this is how you make it work with VoiceOver. And oftentimes, if you've used standard controls in your application, it will just work, and that's what they claim. And so these people probably aren't using standard controls, and they give you ways to work around that if you're not. And it's pretty straightforward. It's not a very long document, and it's right on Apple's website.
I just downloaded QR for iPhone, I think it's called. I can't seem to get it to work. Does anybody use that? There are these things called QR codes that are used by restaurants and stores and things, and maybe somebody can explain it better than I can. But when you access one of them, it reveals some information about a product.
Like a barcode.
Yeah.
It is sort of a barcode, yeah.
It's a formal barcode.
Some places are using them on bus stops, too. I've been hearing about that as well.
I think DigitEyes will read those. Although not today or tomorrow, because the server is going down.
When I run the program, is it automatically ready to look for a code? Do I have to hit something? And I can't seem to find any. Well, I was trying to practice with that out in on my patio today, and then the wind blew my paper away and had a QR. That was the end of that.
I'm new to all of this stuff. I just kind of got a computer and other things. Does anybody know a good kind of computer lingo dictionary, online or otherwise? Wikipedia?
Sometimes if you just put it into Google, sometimes there will be terms that if I don't know them, I'll put it into Google and you usually find a definition.
But it's more like a comprehensive actual dictionary to kind of peruse.
I find Wikipedia very good explanation of computer terms. And if you use the Wikipedia to look up a technical term, usually in the first paragraph, it'll give you something that's very close to a dictionary definition of what it is. And if you read further, it'll tell you more about it and explain it better.
Dictionary.com. I think American Heritage Dictionary is fairly accessible.
A dictionary that has a comprehensive listing of all the different types of computer and tech-related words.
I think there's an acronym finder, too. If you Google acronym finder, I think you can get some.
Does anybody have recommendations for the best, most accessible survey, or if you want to schedule like group events or appointments, and you send it out to a lot of people to coordinate an event or an appointment? Like, I use Doodle. You can formulate questions and send them out to people who respond, or you can set up a dates for an event and things like that, but it's not easy to use. More for scheduling if like a group of people want to find a common date.
Yeah, there's one that I've used. I thought it was TextMonkey, but I could be wrong.
You mean SurveyMonkey?
SurveyMonkey. And you could see all the data. You had to know table reading commands, but if you did, you could actually use it.
I think SurveyMonkey, in fact, they talk about how you can, that they can render accessible surveys and accessible events. But the problem is, when I contacted them, they said, oh, but we don't make the process of developing those accessible.
For that, also, there's Doodle and Meeting Wizard. I've just been starting to look at those last week for meeting picker systems.
Doodle actually works very well. They have an accessibility link actually built into it.
D-O-O-D-L-E.
Doodle.com. And it has an accessibility link, but it's still not easy to, it takes a little work to get through it.
I got email about the new Victor Stratus. I want to buy it, but I want to see if anybody has it, anybody can tell me something about it. They have special from now to end of June for those people already bought something, so they have.
I've seen the Victor Stratus, and it's sent in its PS form. It's a desktop version of the Victor Stratus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a couple other bells and whistles. Like you can tell you what time it is.
So it's bigger than the Victor Stream?
Oh, yeah. It's a desktop.
But it also plays CDs. The Stream won't play CDs unless you buy the external drive for it. Which you could also do in that. There is an external drive that you can buy for the Stream.
Well, do you own a Victor Reader Stream?
I have one.
Maybe you should talk to Humanware and ask them about the external drive option and see what it costs you.
$125.
Cheaper than a Strata.
This is concerning Kindle. If I were to purchase a Kindle book, does anyone know whether Zootex would be able to?
No.
The only way to read any Kindle books, they have an application called Kindle for PC, and you can put that on your computer, and it will give you some functionality. It's a dedicated reader. It's free. So I would suggest that you download it and try it. You can't interact with Kindle content the way you would other things on your computer.
Are you asking if you can use Zoom Text on a Kindle device, or are you asking could you read a Kindle document on something on a computer with Zoom Text?
The second part. Yeah.
I think the answer is probably yes, that you would use the Kindle computer app and then use Zoom Text along with it.
You need to use the free Kindle app, which you can get from Amazon for free, and then you can probably use Zoom Text with that.
I would contact AI Squared because I don't know how, because you know what, the Kindle for PC, there's such limited navigation ability, I don't know how that would interact with
them. I would take a guess with the Kindle for PC app that it would magnify, but the app and doc readers probably would not work.
Right.
Well, if for text-to-speech, you'd have it actually read aloud, more likely would not.
I was going to say, I've had some students that have used it, and it will magnify, and that's what they use it for, and they use it to change the color, the contrast, but they don't use it as a speech.
You can use the Kindle for PC app to have it read it to you, but you have some pretty limited navigation.